And this portion is brought to you by First Federal Savings of Lorain. Your community is their community. First Federal Savings of Lorain, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Joining us this morning, Branch Manager, Loan Officer Joe Ellen Tucker and Loan Officer Corey Hergler. Thank you both for coming in. Appreciate that.
Thank you for having us.
We hear different advertisements, commercials on WEOL related to loans and the things that you offer for people. One of them that intrigues me that I wanted to maybe just start with is talking about the doctor's program. Can you tell me a little bit about that, how that's helping?
So the doctor's program allows people that are either still in school or have just finished their residency or whatnot, dentists, veterinarians, orthodontists, anything like that, they can get a loan, and that loan, because obviously a doctor's or someone that went to school to be a doctor has a higher probably student loans, we allow for a higher debt-to-income ratio and allow to lend them a little bit more money than the typical applicant.
So this is for them to either build or buy a location to do their practice then, right, for something like that? Or is this for their individual homes?
No, this is for, for the primary residents. Yep, we allow them to either buy a lot, build a home, or just purchase a home.
Different kind of program. How did that come to be?
They were looking at just trying to help the doctors out with the high student loan debt, of course, and they can put very little money down with no private mortgage insurance, so they can have that extra money to put towards their student loan and get that debt paid down. So.
Okay. And people are who may be building homes as well, you offer the construction loans.
Sure. So we offer a construction loan. You can kind of take it two routes. You can be your own general, so you purchase the lot outright, and then you can be your own general to build the lot or build the home yourself. You don't have to hire a contractor to do it. You can be your own general. So we can kind of go either route, either use an approved builder or do it yourself.
Is it sometimes difficult to get the money if you're going to be your own general contractor as an individual? Or I don't know how sometimes that is looked upon.
It actually works the same as if you hire a approved builder.
Okay.
It's just more work on the applicant to act as their own general contractor because they're doing all the legwork that normally that contractor would do. So,
business picking up a little more in this area now?
It is definitely. I think with the interest rates being as low as they are, everyone's either looking to build, looking to buy, or also our purchase with repair program, you know, buy a home that's a little bit cheaper, and then you can kind of make it your own with the purchase with repairs.
We're spotlighting Lorain and First Federal Savings of Lorain, been here for many years, a lot of times with different business financial, they kind of get swallowed up or they change names or whatever, but it's obviously a solid organization that's been here for quite a long time.
We've been here since 1921, and we are probably the last or one of the last community banks in this area. We're locally owned and operated and very involved in the communities we serve.
As a branch manager, what are usually the customers coming for? Do you see them anymore? A lot of times banking is online. It's not as much of a interpersonal as it maybe has used to.
Oh, sure. We're very hands-on with our customers. You know, they can walk in the door. They will speak to a person. They will call the office, any one of our branches, and speak to somebody.
Let's talk a little bit more about the history, though. Going back to the 1920s, I just find it fascinating that it's been in business for such a long time. Mm-hmm. And when you look at that and speaking in terms of what it means to a customer, mm-hmm. what does that mean to a customer to have that same name on that building for so many years?
Oh, it means a lot to our customers, especially with the recent changes in the banking industry, especially even just in the city of Lorain. You know, they remember the original founders of the bank, and you know, we get customers every day that said, well, you know, my parents bought their first home here, or my grandparents bought their first home here, and they dealt with so and so, you know, and we can like, oh yes, we remember him, and his now maybe his son or daughter or granddaughter work there now. So it's very, very family oriented, and you know, Lorain's a tight-knit community, you know, in Lorain County, so everybody kind of knows everybody somehow at some point in time. So,
we're talking this morning with Joe Ellen Tucker, the Lorain the branch manager, and also with Corey Hergler. Some of the other things are people Where is the housing in the building right now? Are people starting to purchase more, do that type of thing? Or are they kind of doing more just remodeling, staying where they are, kind of spending the money that way?
I think there's definitely people are moving since interest rates are lower. A lot of people are no longer looking to rent. They're looking to actually purchase a home as a, you know, obviously a 30-year investment. I think a lot of people are either purchasing and renovating since you can find a lot of homes that need some work and, like I said, give your own touch on it. Or also because interest rates are low, people are doing the refinance because a refinance with repairs program allows you to do the same thing with staying in your home. So you can refinance your remaining balance on the mortgage and then, you know, remodel a kitchen or put an addition on or anything like that. So a lot of people are buying and fixing up or staying where they are and just, you know, adding that glamorous kitchen they've always wanted, right, or something like that.
And whatever help they can have. And sometimes they have to figure out where's the financing coming from. And that's where you come in. Do they come in with a plan or is it something where, you know, what to do? Or they come in with questions and you kind of guide them on what's best for them as far as how to get the money to do those projects?
Usually with our purchase with repairs or our construction loan programs, it's a process. It's a multiple appointment process. And it can be done over the phone or in person, but we sit down and it usually starts with the questions and explaining what the programs entail, and then the legwork starts for the customer gathering estimates and in deciding what they want to do as far as planning their remodel or their improvement, the repairs that are needed to be done.
We are here on the lakefront. People buying property here, homes, whatever, condos, because it's lakefront. It's a different place. Maybe it's their vacation home. How can you help people make that purchase possible? Say they already have a home. Maybe it's, you know, who knows, in Grafton, but they'd like to be up on the lake. What can they do?
So with that, we actually offer a program for second homes, for vacation homes. So if you live in Grafton, you want to buy a home here on the water in Vermilion, we allow you to purchase that home and use it as your vacation home. And then you're also able to tie on renovations and repairs with that program as well. So people that want a little spot on the water, we're able to give it to them.
One other item I noticed is called end financing. What is end financing?
End financing is if you're buying a completed home, a brand new construction, but the contractor typically would take out the construction loan, and you as the buyer are buying the completed home from that builder, and it's end financing. You would apply for the loan early on before the home is built, and we offer what we call an extended commitment. Most loans close within 30 days-ish, and normal loan commitments could be possibly 60 days. We'll extend that time period up to an 8-month period so that, you know, it allows the customer to lock in a rate, be approved, everything's done, and then they just wait for the home to be completed.
We have been speaking this morning with Joellen Tucker and also Corey Hergler of First Federal Savings of Lorain. You can go to firstfedlorain.com to find out other details or stop by any of the branch offices and meet all the fine people that are there and talk with them to get details of things we've talked about here this morning as well.